Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Portions of This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This American Laugh, listen to more episodes of This American Laugh, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
He went back to the video to see what had been recorded and was shocked at what he saw. It was a surveillance camera that had been trained at the front of his house for a long time. And what he found out is why his packages were always disappearing.
What?
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, no, nothing. Oh, you're dropping something off for me?
Huh? I am.
Yeah, you're dropping off a package for me?
I am.
Yeah.
Do you want to sign this or not?
Sure. I don't mind if I do. I'm going to sign it right now. Oh, it's the only package you have for me? You didn't try to deliver one earlier?
Get to the point.
I looked at the footage.
Oh, yeah? What'd you find, Mark?
I saw that you tried to deliver a package. You shook it a little bit.
Yeah, and?
And then you realized, oh, this might be something that I might like, and you took it right back to your truck.
No, I shook it, and I heard that some jingling noises. I thought maybe it was broken, so I took it back.
Oh, really?
I was doing you a favor, Mark.
Oh, really? You didn't?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the favor.
Okay.
I'll sign for that right now,
sign
please.
Then.
Thank you.
I've been running this route for over 10 years.
I know,
you think, yeah. You think I'm in the business of stealing off my own route?
Makes me wonder what else of mine you might have thought was broken, and you wanted to take it to the truck to investigate.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh. Neighbor.
Here's Steve.
Guys are kind of being a little loud over here.
Sorry
it's
about just, that.
Sorry about that, Steve.
I know you're trying to sleep.
Look, yeah. I know what this is about.
Oh, do
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
So you've been listening to what I have been saying for the last 45 seconds? So you do
She's
know.
She's happier with me, Mark.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You know exactly. I'm out of here.
Hey, don't leave.
He's the guy from the video that's banging your wife.
Whoa.
It's him.
He's too...
You don't recognize him?
That's what's... I was talking about the video of him taking my packages back to...
Oh, of course.
There's another two videos, Mark.
Why would you...
Steve, what did you see?
Well, at the neighborhood watch meeting...
Right.
You know how we, like, you know, we upload all the videos to the server...
Right.
And then we look at them at the neighborhood watch meeting just to make sure that the thing is safe.
I got some packages delivered. You guys keep talking.
No, you better get back here.
Well, yeah.
Steve, hang back. What?
Well, yeah, well, there was one day...
I couldn't make it to the meeting.
You were at the meeting. You weren't at the meeting. You know
believe
what?
Me, if I would have seen a video of the delivery driver having intercourse with my wife,
I would remember. I remember very specifically, you weren't at the meeting, and you were coming to the meeting, and we changed the video because you came in the room.
Wait, what?
Yes, I'm so sorry, but what had happened, the guy had come up, and it looked like some role play or something, because... Your wife came out.
That meeting was 6 days ago. You're just now telling me this? What? Is that why everybody's giving me the side eye and kind of just looking away when I walk by?
We don't want to get in your business.
Can you sign? I forgot to get you to sign this. Can you just sign it, please? I just drove back up. Sign it.
Flowers?
Lord.
These flowers for my wife?
Come on, man.
And I've been fucking your wife. I thought you knew that. I thought that's why you were angry at me. Yes, it was in the surveillance cameras. You didn't...
Be angry!
Yeah, be angry. That's why she's with me, man. Because you have no emotions anymore, Mark.
This is what we were talking about at the meeting. You're so pliable.
Well, it's just betrayal on top of betrayal on top of betrayal here. First of all, you're having sex with my wife.
I had sex with your wife.
And you all knew about it. Well, and nobody said anything to me about it.
It's out on camera.
Well, I mean, it's
how many other people have seen this video?
Well, the whole neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood?
Yeah, it's password protected because we didn't want you to see it.
I
want to
see this video.
Not everybody in the neighborhood.
You shouldn't see this video.
But mostly everybody.
Well, so not everybody.
Yeah, I think Sam was out of town.
Oh, no. I actually emailed Sam.
What?
Yeah. So then everybody.
Look, maybe, you know what? Let's use this as a time for you to like reinvigorate your life and maybe, you know.
Why am I the one who has to make adjustments?
Obviously, you're not giving it to her properly if the delivery guy is delivering better than you. I mean, no pun intended. I shouldn't laugh.
I need to gather myself.
It's obvious that Mark needed to get some therapy, figure out why he wasn't giving it to his wife, where he was supposed to give it to her, like the neighbor had mentioned.
And that's about it. I mean, I came to find out that my wife had been sleeping with the delivery driver and my neighbor had seen it.
How does that make you feel?
Angry. Yeah. I mean, am I not showing it? Am I not showing my anger enough?
Part of my job. I'm just going to ask you how that make you feel.
Well, I mean, scale 1 to 10, like 10 being like the most amount of anger that I should be showing. Is it? And you think maybe this is?
And how does that make you feel?
That I'm having to ask you this?
Sure.
Soup. Confused.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? He doesn't have any emotions. He doesn't feel anything. He doesn't say anything. This is why I have to fuck everyone else. The trash guy. The Amazon delivery guy.
I am.
The mailman.
That's, wow.
His brother.
Jesus.
How does that make you feel?
Pretty cheesed. I'm real cheesed.
Cheesed? Who says that? I would like you to do something. Slap me. Do something. Show some emotions. Make me feel like I did something wrong.
You know what? You wanted it. Here it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Finally.
I kind of like that, too.
You
want some of this there?
And you did it on her butt, which is not bad.
Yeah. Pretty good.
And how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel kind of turned on. Yeah. Did you like that second one?
It was okay. We're going to work on it.
Okay. How about the third one?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, but...
I'm humiliated.
You know what? I appreciate the effort that you're making.
Before he decided to do a fourth slap, they went ahead and started their sexual escapades at home, see if he could fix any of the problems.
Oh, yes. Do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like it? Is this nice? Yes. Do you like it? There's a few of those. Do you like want more of this? Is this as good as your delivery guy? Is it as good as the delivery guy?
Mm.
Call me the delivery guy. Call me the... Say I'm the delivery guy. I can't do it.
I know.
I can't.
Why?
All I keep thinking about is you, the delivery guy, my brother, the mailman.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the other ones?
The teacher.
The teacher.
The gardener.
The gardener. The gardener. The landscaper.
Our neighbor's pool boy.
The neighbor's pool boy.
It became very clear that the fantasy that she wanted to live out was the one that didn't involve him is really what it was.
You're a good father.
Thank you.
You, Dad?
Yes, son.
Can I go play?
Yeah.
Just a simple answer, Dad.
Yeah. It's just yes. Yeah, sure. With who?
None of your business, I'm out of here.
With who?
None of your business,
who are you planning to go play with?
Listen to your father.
I will smack you good. I'm not really going to smack him.
That's the problem.
I know.
This is why he doesn't have good grades.
Yeah.
Okay? This is why the teachers call about him all the time.
You know what? Come in here.
Would you discipline him?
It's Danny, the delivery guy's son.
God damn it.
That's who I'm going to go play with. I didn't want to tell you because everybody in the neighborhood knows that he plowed mom.
Stop it right there.
What? It's true.
You stop it.
You know, it's a new era around here. I already slapped your mother, and now I'm going to give you a good slapping too, son.
Come get me.
Yeah. Come here.
Come on, come here.
Come here.
Yeah.
You're so fast.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, just
be careful with your sciatica.
Just please come to me. Please come over here so I can slap you. Please. Let your father slap you. Please.
Unfortunately, Mark never had the ability to gain any respect from anybody in his family, not his son, not his wife, not even his therapist. So he did the only thing he could. He went to a focus group.
Focus group? right. Hi, my name's Mark.
Hi, Mark.
I'm here for the I'm here for the focus group.
It's more of a support group.
But, yeah, it's a support group.
Oh.
But we focus on...
Focus on support.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Right. We focus on supporting each other.
All right. Well, this is my first time here. This focus on the support group.
Did you get coffee? We got coffee and donuts.
You know what? I try to stay away from coffee. It makes me a little tense.
Hear you, man.
Yeah.
Do you.
I like to keep it calm. Keep Do it chill. You. Is this the sharing portion?
Yeah, yeah. Tell us why you're here.
Yeah, why are you here?
My wife had sex with the delivery guy.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's rough. That's rough.
Yeah.
Been there.
And the pool man. The neighbor's pool man.
Oh, wow.
And my brother.
No.
Jeez.
And my mailman.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, I'm a mailman.
Do y'all live on 5th?
Wait.
Oh, my God.
What? No.
I got a gardening business.
God. Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm the mailman. I do pool stuff, too.
Oh,
wait
man.
A minute.
God, come here. Both of you. But you're both getting slaps. You're both getting big slaps. Both of you. You first.
Is that how you hit your wife?
No good.
And did you honestly think that we were going to be like, you're going to get slaps and just we're going
to
wait?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're about to take you outside. And
I got to tell you, I'm a noob at this slap thing.
You're a noob at a lot of things.
Not good, man.
No. This is probably why people keep fucking my wife.
Cindy's a one of a kind.
Yeah, she sure is.
Yeah.
You know, the little thing she does with it.
God damn it.
I think I stole your jacket.
Is that the one that...
That is my jacket.
I said, that's a cool jacket. It's got a mark on it.
I thought you thought it was like a designer.
Yeah.
No, like Mark Jacob. This bitch.
I thought your name was also Mark.
It was clear that Mark couldn't get respect from his home support group, not even his therapist. So he decided to go out on his own, like just a searcher, wanderer. Trying to get respect all over the country.
Excuse me, sir.
I don't have a change. Sorry.
It's just so cold, and I'm just so hungry, and I have no jacket. Anything you can spare.
Here you go. Here's a dollar.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You know what?
Yeah, wait.
It's the holiday season. Here's $100.
Whoa!
Yeah, can I tell you a story?
I'm sorry. I'm very grateful, but you look familiar. Ever seen you on TV or video? Oh, fuck.
Where are you from?
Oh, shit! Those are my... That dude!
Those are my shoes!
Wait! Hold up, y'all! Hey, man. I don't got no change. You look like that dude from that show! It is you, isn't
it? Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I thought that what I recognized him
Funny
from...
Funny Videos International.
Oh, okay. That's the one.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
Well, I host a show and there's funny videos from all over the
country. Yeah, I know. I know the show. Oh my God. I thought I recognized you from a surveillance video from my house. I thought that maybe you had been having sex with my wife as
Cindy,
well.
Cindy, absolutely. That's awesome, me too.
That's my belt.
This is This American Laugh. I'm your host Ari with producer Andy, and our special guest contributor for this episode is Eric Griffin. In our show, we'll be using our trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in 3 improvised acts. This week's theme, fidelity. Sometimes it's hard to stay with the one that you love when you would see them every day. Sometimes you need a little bit of spice. Sometimes you need a little bit of excitement. Sometimes that fidelity turns into infidelity. Stay with us. Act 1. They were excited to see their first sloth. They'd been regular attendees of the local zoo for over a year. But now, a new portion of the zoo had opened up. It was focused mainly on exotic rainforest creatures. They were big fans of sloths. So there it is, yeah.
Dude, that's the sloth.
That's
you believe
it.
That?
That's it. Oh, my God.
Sloth,
I thought it was never going to get here.
Guys, I need you to step back, please. Three feet from the cage, please.
Sorry. We're just really,
are you
just
new?
Really excited about it.
You know, sir, I'm just doing my job, all right? I just need you to three feet.
Well, we've been coming to this zoo for a long time. We've never seen you before. Yeah. Who are you?
Yes, I am new.
Name tag says Philip. Is that true?
Yes. That's what it says.
Nice to meet you, Philip, but we're trying to enjoy these sloths. We've been waiting for a really long time. So I'm sorry if we get a little overzealous and we get kind of close to him, but you would too if you've been waiting this long for sloths.
Yes, and there is a thing about open cans of alcohol in this portion of the zoo. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Like all the rules have changed.
I know, no kidding. These are
pretty much the rules that have been here for a long time.
Well, first of all, we're celebrating seeing sloth finally, so nothing better than a couple of beers to celebrate sloth.
Couple, huh? All right. So if I open the backpack, I'm not going to find more than a couple beers, sir?
I don't know. You got a warrant for that, Philip?
guys, I need you to tone it down. That's all I'm saying. All right. You know, you're supposed to buy the beers. You're not supposed to bring your own alcohol in. I'm pretty sure we don't serve White Claw here at the zoo.
Which is kind of ironic. You guys should. If you're going to serve any kind of alcohol, it should be like White Claw at the zoo.
Yeah, it's claws.
Very funny. Big, very funny.
Big failure in your marketing department, don't you think, Philip?
I'm not in the marketing department, so they don't come to me for the marketing. I'm just here to make sure you stay behind the red line, sirs.
What if we take a step right here? Back one step. Is that good enough for you, Philip, since you own the zoo and you're the president of the zoo?
I'm not the president of the zoo, sir. Just here trying to do my job and keep everybody safe. Thank you for stepping back. That's all I need.
You're welcome. Wouldn't want to upset the man who donated millions of dollars to open this zoo. And
yes, I... Of course. Okay, sir. Yeah, I donated millions of dollars to this.
Oh, shit. Did he?
Weird zoo.
Oh, shit.
No, I didn't. I'm just...
Oh, God.
I'm just going along with...
Oh.
How many White Claws have you had, sir?
7.
It was clear that Philip not only was brand new to the zoo, but was brand new to the patrons. The two in question had complained, and Philip found himself in his manager's office and explain his actions.
They had open cans that we don't even sell.
I don't care. They've been coming here for years. One was practically born here.
I'm not surprised. The way he was an animal. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, it was a funny pun, but for Christ's sakes, we got to keep these guys coming. What's so funny?
I just he said the White Claw. He told us about the guy said White Claw. You should have White Claw at the zoo. It's pretty funny.
I kind of think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, you know, it's the kind of puns that we've come to expect from this duo. They come to the zoo for years. This is funny. This guy, when you were reaming him good, I was thinking about the pun.
Well,
it's funny.
If I may make a suggestion, if I may.
Yes, Philip, you may. What?
I didn't know they were VIP zoo people. But maybe give them a wristbands or something, and we have like a VIP section. They were over the red line. They were acting rowdy. Look, they obviously had open cans that weren't.
It was an idea we had a long time ago where we give people VIP cards because they pay a little extra. Yeah. Can they cross the line? Yeah. Can they play with the animals? Yeah. Is it safe?
Nah.
I don't know.
Not really.
Nope.
No.
And honestly,
but we do it. We do it.
Without that money, the zoo goes away.
I guess we don't want that.
You don't? Well, because your behavior indicates that you do want the zoo to go away.
Look, Philip, I want you to read the rules and follow them for the VIPs, which is you let them play with the animals if they want. The VIPs will get the wristbands if you want, but this is what they can do. They can play with the animals.
Play with the animals. Taunt the animals.
If they want to. That's actually under the same subsection of playing with them.
Poke the animals. Anger the animals.
Okay. Philip, let me actually have a quick conversation with my co-manager here. Hold on a second, please. Taunt the animal.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, why not?
That's a layer.
But what layer?
A layer of taunting.
Look, the VIP lets them cross the line. I mean, having them taunt the animals, I feel like you're just fucking making things up now. Can you please stick within the reality of the situation rather than just fucking creating some problems here?
All right. So they don't get to taunt the animals.
We get to poke them, sure, but taunting them, it's another thing. And also, you're being repetitious.
What's repetitious about that? Poking and taunting?
It's the same thing.
Okay. I meant verbally taunt them.
I hate to.
Philip, yes.
Yeah.
I'm off in like 5 minutes. Is there anything else that you...
Listen, tomorrow when you come back, VIPs, they'll make sure they'll have the leopard pattern. Like, we'll figure it out.
Wristbands.
Wristbands.
Yes.
And then you'll know who's who. Right. You let them do whatever the fuck they want, all right?
It's your zoo.
You know what? It's all of our zoos.
Well, I don't really...
Financially, it's both of ours, but sure.
Well, when the lawsuits come in, I really don't want to be a part of...
You haven't been indemnified yet.
Yeah, you should read your employee handbook.
Look over it.
The
one that you signed.
Yeah.
When the notary came, and
my fingerprint.
The thumbprint.
Yeah.
And I had to do all that.
You just glossed over it, didn't you?
I did gloss over that.
You didn't.
There's some sort of like, am I responsible for something that I didn't realize?
It's a job / co-op.
What?
Congrats.
Sorry, you had to find out.
Well, then I don't think that people should be poking the animals.
Two-thirds of the vote say that should be allowed to poke.
Not to say that you're a third. There's a lot of people who work here, but we have the big portion. You have a tiny one. That's it.
Does everyone else know this?
See you tomorrow, Philip.
Hope it goes well.
The next day, Philip came back to work, a little frustrated about his meeting with managers, but he encountered two more VIPs. This time, he had a different attitude.
Can't wait to poke and prod and taunt some animals.
All right. Ha ha!
Oh!
Can I see your wristbands,
yeah,
please?
Right here.
Yeah.
Leopard print.
Ooh. Leopard print was yesterday's wristbands for poking.
Philip.
What's today's then?
Today's is sort of tiger print. You're going to have to go back to concierge and get the tiger prints, but since you only have leopard prints, there's going to be no poking or prodding the animals, but you can step across the red line, but that's about it.
The two guys went and complained to management. Management pulled up Philip, called him in for another meeting.
Okay, so Philip,
I see what you're getting at. You're creating some boundaries for them that don't even exist.
You guys said, with the wristbands, you came up with a whole thing. It was leopard, tiger, puma. You had the different days so we don't have people have to pay for them every time. It was a money-making thing. You guys came up with this.
We are on the cusp of having our funding pulled.
For this, you know what that zoo means, Philip? It means no jobs, no zoo, and the animals, we gotta let them go.
And we don't want to have to do that.
You want me to release a lion into the neighborhood? There's an elementary school over there and a Trader Joe's.
No, I guess we wouldn't want that. What do you want me to do?
What I was going to suggest is maybe not separate the wristbands by tier and different.
Now, hold on.
Maybe it's like as
I
long
got a
as
phone call. Hold on. Hello? The zoo's closed. All right, let's let the lions out. Everybody.
No, you can't let the lions out.
Yeah, you know what?
You can't release lions into the wild.
Let this be a lesson to you, Philip.
This isn't my fault. How is this my fault?
If you look at this document that you signed and left a saliva sample and a thumbprint and an index fingerprint, you will see that you agreed that if you look at page 4, article 6, section 2.
As I look at this, I really probably should have read this.
Yes. See, it says...
I thought this was about my dental benefits.
I acknowledge that I am responsible if the animals get let go from the zoo...
What?
...near the school and the Trader Joe's, that I am fully responsible for legal liabilities.
I'm going to need to talk to a lawyer.
Well, you need a lawyer?
We have our house counsel at the zoo that can help you.
I don't trust you. I can't go with your house counsel. You already hoodwinked me into signing some nonsense about how I'm responsible. I just work concessions and security, which doesn't even make any sense.
Do you need a lawyer or no?
I need a lawyer.
I am a lawyer. What happened?
All right, they coerced me into signing. They told me this was about benefits. Make sure for my safety.
I object.
You're doing a great job, Gretzen.
Thank you.
What? What are we in court all of a sudden?
Amen.
This is our house counsel.
This is what I'm saying.
Works out great for us.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I know what's going on here. I'm going to get my own counsel.
You want a referral?
Wait, Gretzen, what are you doing? What are you thinking? You're going to refer them?
Huh? Yeah,
call
sure.
this person. No. Here's the card.
Okay. I'll call them right now.
Call them right now.
A lot of numbers. Is this the Philippines I'm calling?
The law offices of Gregory Schmeigel and Retzenberger. How can I help you today?
I need some help. I work at the zoo. I'm just in concessions. They make me do security at the same time. It's really ridiculous. But anyways, there's this document. They sort of coerce me into signing. It really doesn't feel like it's legal that I'm responsible that they let lions loose in a neighborhood.
Please tell me that you are not speaking about the North Park Zoo and Biobotanical Garden.
I am. You know, there's a school right down the street there. They were going to the funding was pulled, which doesn't even make any sense to me. And they're releasing the animals into the neighborhood. Okay, the two guys that run it are a bunch of idiots.
If you think that I am willing to put my legal license on the line and go up against Gretzen and their house counsel, you are sadly mistaken. I would never take them on in a court of law.
What?
He's too good!
It just so happens that he did have a price. That price was $500, and he ended up in court with Gretzen fighting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the next case on the docket. Philip versus the North Park Zoo and Biobotanical Garden. Are all parties present?
Yes.
Present.
Thank you.
Your Honor?
Yes, Mr. Gretzen. How can I help you, Counselor?
The defendant is guilty. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Whoa. I'm sorry. That is a compelling argument you have just made, Gretzen. Once again, home run.
What?
I find for the North Park.
Wait a minute.
Zoo and Biobotanical. I don't want to hear
My lawyer's not even here.
I don't want to hear another word.
Your Honor?
Yes.
I rest my case.
Oh, Gretchen, bravo. You, once again, you did it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm outraged. Can my lawyer get here? How about that? My lawyer didn't even say anything.
Yes, hello. Hi, Your Honor. Sorry, I'm like, I didn't think Gretchen would show.
Your Honor.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir, counsel.
I'd like to rest my case, and I'd like to press the court for a decision for a mistrial, please.
Gretchen, whatever you want, and I have to say you're very well dressed today, as per the usual.
Thank you.
Hey, what about me?
Sound the alarm. We got a handsome alert. I'm Gretchen.
Thank you.
This is ridiculous. I paid you $500 for this?
He ended up in jail. No matter what he did, his destiny was to be in jail. And that's where he was, locked up with two guys with their own jailhouse rules.
So what you in for?
Yeah, what are you in for?
Tell us what you're in for.
It was the zoo thing.
No, thank you.
Stay away from this freaking guy.
This guy's a freaking animal.
He's trouble.
He's trouble.
Please tell me you did not cross the people at the zoo. This guy's a badass.
Yeah, you're a badass.
No, I didn't do anything. They just...
What'd you do?
I'm innocent.
I'm innocent, too.
I'm really innocent.
Yeah, I'm really innocent, too.
Hey, what you heard? Everybody's innocent. It's funny every time.
Did you touch animals?
No, I didn't touch any animals.
Did you poke them?
No, I didn't poke the animals.
Did you taunt them?
They wanted to do that. I was supposed to be making people not do that. And then I thumbprinted something, and the next thing you know, I'm in court with this dweeb who everybody was enamored by.
Did you get to meet? You talk about Gretchen?
Oh my God!
Did you get to meet him?
Who is this? What does this guy have?
Oh my God!
Like, who is this guy?
He's something else.
He put me here.
What was he like in real life? Was he tall? I bet he's real tall.
He's like Batman without the ears and all the other stuff. He put me here. Were you here too?
There was an aura. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. There was something special.
He put half of us in here.
He's a bulldog.
Bulldog prosecuting bulldog.
He's a bulldog.
A bulldog?
He's a bulldog.
He moonlights as a prosecutor and a corporate attorney for the zoo.
Yeah. He's a tough son.
It was an inside job. Okay?
Inside.
It was an inside job.
Everything's an inside job.
I was railroaded.
Don't you know? We're all inside jobs in here. What did Gretchen smell like?
I don't know what he smelled like. He was across the...
Was he well-dressed?
The courtroom. It wasn't off the rack, I'll say that.
Because when I went up against him, when my lawyer, he cowered because he was felt he was so well-dressed. Yeah, it was bad.
What time is it?
It's time for us to move on to the interview.
Oh, no, but what time is it physically?
What time is it right now?
Yeah.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. It's shivin' time.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Oh, you got
what?
Me. I thought you really wanted to know what time it was.
Oh, shivin' time.
I was checking the time.
Why?
All right. Best way to get out of a scene is to kill the partner.
Yes, that's right.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Act 2, the interview. Today's guest, Eric Griffin. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
How are you today?
It is what it is.
rhetorical, really. So tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Los Angeles.
Nice. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to a private Catholic school.
Nice. That's not very exciting. And you're a comedian.
Yeah. Comedian.
Nice.
Tell us actor. Podcaster.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Twitcher.
When did you get started?
I don't know. I think I officially got started in about 2003.
Nice. And then what happened? And then you had some big things happen. You were like in office show.
Yeah.
What Workaholics?
Yeah, I was in Workaholics. That was fun.
How long have you been listening to our show?
How long have I been here?
Since the beginning, right? You've been listening since the very first episode, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Not very nice, but...
Yeah.
He's very sensitive.
That's all right. Been doing the show for a lot of years. So tell us, Workaholics was a great show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
You played a character named Montez.
Yes, I did.
And then tell us a little bit about that trajectory and where you're at. Talk to us. Look, I'm trying to figure you out.
I don't know. You know, I wanted to be a comic. And then when you want to be a comic, you also get into the acting game. And, I enjoy both. So I've done a bunch of things, you know, done some movies, TV shows. And
what was your favorite thing?
Some podcasts.
What was your most favorite thing you've ever done?
Favorite thing I've ever done. I don't know. I guess it's got to be Workaholics because it was my first big break.
Yeah.
So that was just like a fun thing. And those guys were so new and they didn't really know what they were doing. So they did it their own way. And you didn't know that until you went on other sets. Then you saw like, oh, well, hey, those guys, they paved their own path.
Right. So what's your second most fun?
This?
I'd say that one.
This show?
I doubt.
Oh, that. Yeah, this is top 75. Look, for sure.
I'm trying to get a real answer from this guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Man.
No.
Top 75 for sure is this podcast. Hmm. I guess working with Adam Sandler was pretty cool.
Yeah, tell us about that guy.
I think he's just like a movie making savant. He knew everything on the set. You know what I mean? Like just lighting, everything. Like he just knew where things were supposed to be, what lines you were supposed to say, when, where you're supposed to stand. You know, he was doing a walk and talk with me, and then the camera guy was in the wrong spot, and and he said, "I don't think I'm supposed to be here." And the guy was like, "Yes, you are." And then he figured it out. He was like, "Oh, you know what? You're right." You know, he just knew everything about making movies.
And do you feel like you learned from him?
Yeah. I learned some things. Like he's the kind of guy that after every scene, he wants to look at it so he can see, make some adjustments.
Right.
And I enjoyed doing that. Because then you look at yourself and you go, ooh, I didn't know I was walking like that. Or right. What am I doing with my hands? You know? Right. So you just like, you know.
You want to watch a playback.
Yeah, the playback.
The dailies.
Yeah.
What? So, I don't know.
Do you want me to have something in the archives for that?
No, I'm just asking, like, you know, do you have any questions?
I don't. You want to go to the archives for something like that?
No, it's okay.
I just don't want to do a Sandler impression.
I don't know. What's that? What would that sound like anyways?
Oh.
Hey, how are you?
that what you guys are? You guys have to do that in the interview?
No, of course not. So you're also on Twitch?
Yeah, I do a lot of Twitching. You know, the pandemic hit and I needed to do something. I started doing that and it worked out.
You're good at Call of Duty. How did that happen? Did you always know you were good at that game?
No, I just started playing it because...
And you just became really good really fast.
I wasn't really fast, and I wouldn't say I'm really good. I just have my own technique, and then I think people like watching me because I talk shit. And
define your technique. Like, what is it you do that's different?
I have, like, a methodical way of, like, I have these, like, rules, you know, that I try to follow when I'm playing, like, about the movement, about making sure the equipment is in the right order, like, make sure I'm plated, make sure my guns are reloaded. And, you know what I mean? If you hear of something, you got to go, get them. You got to stay moving. It's like... these certain techniques, and so I get a lot of solo victories, and so the kids watch me and they're just like, oh man, the old man can play, you know?
So we have that in the archives.
Yeah, we do.
What are you doing?
We actually have that in the archives.
Have what in the archives?
Because
he's doing that, he didn't hear anything he said.
No, I did. I'm just trying to think of what.
This is what you do? Like, I tell a story about myself, and then you guys have it in the archives?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
It is what happens. We have it in the archives. You check it out.
Hey, old man, you got that good this
Hold
game?
On, wait, stop. We actually have the first time you ever got on Twitch during the beginning of the pandemic in the archives. Did you know that? Did you know we have that in the archives?
I did not know that.
We do. Let's hear that.
Hey, old man, what are you doing? Playing video games? There's no Donkey Kong here, bro.
Yeah, don't you have anything going on in your life? It's games?
You know, it's weird because I don't remember when I was on Twitch, people talking to me.
Who are you talking to now? This is an archive.
Hey,
dummy.
Shut your troll faces.
You shut your face. Right.
The old man doesn't remember people talking to
him.
What day is it? What day?
Where's your mom's? Okay, I bet your moms are fat. Okay,
she has a glandular problem. It's not her fault.
And my mom just doesn't like exercising, and she likes eating a lot of food. So what?
Why am I not surprised?
Sorry, there's no Tetris here for you, dude.
Yeah, sorry. Gallons of milk are so expensive now. Like they were back during World War II, old man.
Oh, God.
Have you seen my mom? Something like why? How do you know what my mom looks like?
Just from your voice and like how you're talking, it sounds like someone unhealthy raised you.
Your back hurt, old man? Does your back hurt?
Yeah, from carrying your mom around.
Oh, damn.
That was a tense exchange. That was your first exchange on Twitch.
I'm glad we went to the archives to get it.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so that the kids love that about me, that snap at them.
Wow.
You know, you have nicknames for like the people, your fans on the thing.
Yeah.
So my fan's nickname, this is real, is POS, pieces of shit. That's what I call them. So they call themselves the POS gang.
All of you, all your fans are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Wow. and yet,
on the Twitch.
On the Twitch. And then are you still, how often are you on Twitch?
I go on every day.
Oh, no, what time?
It all varies.
Did you adjust all your cameras and have special things there or what?
No, I have my singing mic, you know, so every time I get a victory, like, so the fans send me, oh God, I don't know why I'm even saying this because I just know what's going to happen. My fans send me music and then when like I get a victory, I will do like a freestyle.
You know, we actually have one of those freestyles from one of your victories.
And just to clarify, they send you a song?
Yeah, they send me music.
Like just like their own beat that they
play. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have their own beat.
Well, we actually have that.
Yeah.
We actually have that.
Sounds a good one.
I hope he sings a song for us.
Okay, here we go. I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm just doing my duty. Slamming these booties. I'm out on the field like Rudy. Shooty. Looking for some booty. With the Call of Duty. Now it's Eric Irvin Gaming. Nobody is complaining. Everybody shaming. I'm like Damon Wayans, also a comic. And that's what happens when you have white beatboxers.
Yeah.
It's not great.
That was a really great clip.
I did notice that you rhymed a lot of words with duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's called a duty.
Take a duty.
That's pretty good.
Duty. Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Rudy.
My favorite football game is Rudy.
I heard Rudy in there.
So what are you currently working on now?
Just, you know, traveling, doing a lot of stand-up and, you know, auditioning when I can, you know.
What's your favorite place to travel to do stand-up?
I don't really have a favorite place. I think all the places are cities are all pretty much the same. People are all the same. Once you get inside the building, it's just a collective group of different people from all walks of life, just collectively sitting there laughing. It's actually a pretty magical thing.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. But is there like one city if you had a choice?
Yeah.
Pick one.
I don't know. I would say San Diego's great.
Yeah, San Diego's pretty great.
Which I will be at. I don't know when this is coming out, so maybe.
In the next 3 weeks from now?
No, then
4 weeks
from now. You missed me. I was in San Diego.
La Jolla.
I was in La Jolla 3 weeks ago.
Man. I love that place. Eric Griffin, thank you so much.
Thank you. And congratulations to you, man.
To Andy and all those guys.
Yeah, to me on all my successes.
Yeah.
We can talk about it offline.
Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Act 3, he decided to fake his disappearance to avoid jail. He had overdue tax bills, parking tickets not paid. There's a lot of people who wanted a piece of him. So he decided to fake his own disappearance.
Where's my suitcase? Where's my suitcase? Where's my suitcase? Get it. Find it.
Here's your
Find
suitcase.
It. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I need 2 weeks worth of clothes. Come on. Help me, Gertie.
Here you go. There's one. And then here's two.
Thank you. Where are my brown shoes?
They're in there.
They're in there already?
Yes.
This is it. I'm going to miss you.
Are you doing the disappearing thing?
Yeah. We always talked about it.
I didn't know you were being serious about it. So this is happening now.
Yeah, I'm really doing it.
Guys, I got other rides I got to pick up. I got to pick up. Okay. Are you getting in this car or not?
Just 1 second.
Okay, so when they say, is Kevin here? I'm going to say no.
You say, I haven't seen Kevin.
Practice it with me.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm looking for Kevin.
I haven't seen Kevin.
You haven't?
I haven't even seen Kevin.
Hey, guys, is there something that I should know?
Is that good?
Just keep it running. Just keep it running. We're going to be right with it. Just one.
There's some illegal shit going on here.
No, it's totally fine. No, the longer you wait, the more money you make anyway,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, this is all totally fine.
All right, but...
And you didn't ever see me, and this...
I'm going to need a 5-star rating, though. Whatever's going on here, I don't care.
You got it.
I'd also like one of those good comments about me and my service.
Yes, and how great you were.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll do it.
Thank you.
All right, back to one. Excuse me, I've seen Kevin. I'm looking for Kevin.
Yeah,
he owes money.
An Uber. Oh, shit.
Fuck,
I'm sorry, dude.
No, you don't know where Kevin is.
Okay, I don't know where he is. Got it. All right.
Can I even trust you to do this, or should I ask the Uber guy to do it?
Do what?
Uber guy?
Yeah.
Let's practice this.
Okay.
I'm the authorities. You're him.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Kevin?
Who?
See? 5 stars. Great. Five stars.
Really?
See,
simple,
you
man.
You couldn't do that?
All right, dude.
Good? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. See you later, bro.
No.
What?
Back to one.
No, I don't want to keep doing this over and over again.
What?
You're leaving, right?
Well, should I not have you been on the app? It feels like there's a paper trail.
Oh, your picture. Oh,
look, if you're leaving, leave. Cindy's coming over soon.
All right, fine. All right, let's.
You're Kevin. I don't even know you're here.
Okay.
You're gone.
Yes, okay. Okay. Thank you. Got it handled? Should I be worried?
You should be really worried. That guy seemed very shifty. He's for sure gonna rat on you, bro.
Epilogue.
Hello?
Hi, we're the authorities. We're looking for Kevin.
Which Kevin?
You know what Kevin we're talking about, sir.
Kevin.
There's one Kevin, and you know what Kevin we're talking
about. Kevin Masterson. Have you seen him?
Well, I know 5 Kevin Mastersons. Which one are you talking about?
You know 5 Kevin Mastersons?
Yeah, 5.
They all have different middle names.
Oh, yeah?
What are their middle names, sir?
Name one.
Yeah.
Kevin Michael McAllister. Kevin McAllister.
Masterson, first of all.
What did I say?
You said McAllister, like Home Alone.
I just watched that movie as a holiday, so.
Did you?
Yep.
Which one?
Part 2.
Ah, it's my favorite one, right?
That's
was
in New York.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's a pretty good one.
That's the good one.
They intended to actually kill him in that one. To shoot him with a gun in that one.
Yeah.
In the first one, they would just...
fly today, right?
No, you can't have in a kid's movie, they take him to the park and
you
shoot him with a fucking gun?
I got this lady coming over. Her name is Cindy, and I only get some time with her because she's married. You guys want to ask me questions or no?
Married?
Ooh. So you're in... You like doing...
I have an affair with her, yeah.
Wait, whoa.
Sort of like...
About Cindy that lives.
She does a thing.
Does a thing where he
has
to turn him around.
Isn't that the one sleeping with like the mailman?
Yeah, you know Cindy. I know Cindy. Oh, the husband shit. Is just that husband is such a.
He's bit. Dense. That oh guy's like missing a screw or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So when's Cindy gonna get here? What do you say? The three of us all take a.
No. For me. You have your own time, Cindy.
No. Anyway, you seen Kevin? Where's he at?
Went that way.
Oh, that was easy.
I don't know Kevin. Kevin who?
You just said he went that way.
Yeah. I didn't know which Kevin you're talking about. I told you I know Kevin Michael.
Right.
Kevin, do you know Kevin. Where they are, sir?
What's the last name?
Masterson.
I know Kevin Bacon Masterson.
Okay.
No. Kevin Bacon Masterson works down at the donut shop.
Right.
Who's having sex with Cindy.
So Cindy.
And that's our 1 degree connection.
Oh. Whoa. Well, only 3 degrees.
Kevin Bacon Masterson.
3 degrees of Kevin Bacon Masterson that time.
Producer Andy and special guest contributor Eric Griffin. I'm your host Ari, and this is This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris. Join us next time.
This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find us on Instagram at This American Laugh and on Twitter at American Laugh with 3 H's. Oh, and by the way, we're taking a brief hiatus. But don't worry, we will be back with new episodes in, I don't know, a couple months. In the meantime, make sure you recommend This American Laugh to your friends, your enemies, strangers. I don't care. Just tell somebody, everybody, anybody. Do it. Okay, bye. We'll miss you. Bye.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.